We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, yes, this is Red Sox Review. It is officially Blowout Saturday. It's Blowout Saturday, Zach. Zach Coe, what's going on? How you doing, my friend?
Doing good.
You did such a good job on the broadcast, and now you're going to be with me till 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. It's Blowout Saturday because, yes, not only did the Red Sox win, I don't know if you know this, the Red Sox won 17-0. That is, in the dictionary terms, that is a blowout, 17-0. But also, the Celtics are absolutely decimating the Heat, 63-39 at the half. The Bruins obviously will blow out the Toronto Maple Leafs. There's not even a question when they do that. And Lionel Messi, he's playing the great game of soccer, the great game of European football. They're the real winner. But we're talking about the Red Sox. If you're driving home right now, there's no need to pay attention to what's going on in Celtics. It's a blowout. That's all you need to know. The Red Sox, 17-0, and there was a trade. There was a trade today. Garrett Cooper, the Red Sox get Garrett Cooper. He is a 33-year-old who spent the majority of his career with the Miami Marlins. He was traded to the San Diego Padres last year at the deadline, and then he signed a deal with the Cubs. Was with the Cubs for just a couple weeks before they designated for assignment, and the Red Sox strike a deal with the aforementioned Cubs. Yes, as Alex Speer notes, the old-fashioned one GM goes to the other GM in the GM box and say, hey, let's cut a deal. Sure enough, they cut the deal. Garrett Cooper on the way to the Red Sox. Tristan Casas is headed to the 60-day DL to make room on the 40-man roster. But before we get to the Garrett Cooper, and you can call in if you want, 617-779-7937. You may call in to talk about all things, anything, including this Red Sox. I love doing Red Sox Review. I love it. Because it's the guttural reaction to what just happened. Now, I got to be honest with you. I've done a few of these Red Sox reviews, but I've never done one when the Red Sox have won 17-0. I've never done one. That's a fact. That is science. Never done a Red Sox review 17-0. But in case you missed this, it was a close game until the fifth inning. It was 3-0 until the fifth inning. The Red Sox get 6 runs in the fifth, and then 2 runs in the seventh, and then 6 runs in the eighth. And a large part of that is because the Cubs decide to bring in relief pitcher Mervis and Patrick Wisdom at the end for the eighth inning. And that was sort of a joke. And said, okay, you want to do that? We're going to bring in Pablo Reyes to close things down. Pablo Reyes closing things down. Who had that? But let's look at this bigger picture. Let's look at this in terms of what this means for the Red Sox. How do you feel? This is what we do every day. Every single Saturday on the Baseballs and Boring show. We didn't do it today because they were talking draft. We get that. We could blow, if you want to include the Patriots blowout Saturday, fine. They had a great draft. There wasn't a bad pick in the entire draft. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves it. It's Blowout Saturday. So you can talk about that if you like, but why we didn't have that show. We didn't have the Baseballs and Boring show leading into Red Sox broadcast because, rightfully so, it's the Patriots draft. That's what people are talking about. But you have the baseball now. You have what we're talking about. And the question that we ask everybody, we've been asking this every single week, how do you feel about the Red Sox? How do you feel about them? They're 15-13 now. They're 15-13. How do you feel about the Red Sox? And I got a feeling we're going to have the same answer. Now, does 17-0? And they cover the spread. I know that. I even have to look. They cover the spread. 17-0. They win over the Cubs. Cubs are a good team. I like the Cubs. The Cubs are 17-10. They were on a heater. They were on a win streak. They're still going to be a good team. So, yes, you know the score is not representative of what these teams are, but I want to hear from you. If you want to be driving, if you're driving home from Fenway Park, you're driving to watch whatever you're going to watch, the Bruins or the Revolution, the second half of the South, I don't know, but we're going to be here till 8 o'clock, and I want you to call in. We'll get to all the calls coming up in a second. I see Jeff in Watertown. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of all baseball callers. Baseball isn't boring, but we'll get to him in a second. I want to go through this real quick, exactly what happened and the takeaway from the Red Sox game. So here's the thing. It was 17-0. The Red Sox beat the Cubs, but we have to pick through what's real, what's not. Okay, let's do a good old-fashioned power ranking. From the blowout Saturday, what we can take away from this, what we can take away from the happenings. Number one, Garrett Cooper trade. You know, other than the actual Red Sox winning a game at home, Garrett Cooper trade is the biggest talker. What does this mean? What does this mean for the first base position? Do you like this guy? Is this guy a step in the right direction? All right, we can go start there. That's fine. In terms of the actual game, Sedan Rafaela, we can't ignore this. 4-for-4, 7 RBIs. So the Sedan Rafaela thing, and it's crazy. He got his average up at 191. I think he jumped up like 50 points today. But Sedan Rafaela, it's the same thing that we did last year with Tristan Casas. The same thing. It is, let's dust off the Dustin Pedroia 2007 Rookie of the Year run. I don't know if you know this, but Dustin Pedroia in 2007 was hitting under 200 after his first month in April. Alex Cora, he got him to the beginning of May because Alex Cora played just well enough to let Dustin Pedroia figure things out. And then, boom, beginning of May, I think it was May 3rd, faces Johan Santana in Minnesota. Dustin Pedroia, boom, boom, boom. Hit, couple hits. Next thing you know, he's winning Rookie of the Year. We mentioned this with Tristan Casas last year. Slow start, figuring things out. Then, boom, he's really, really good and finishes third in Rookie of the Year. All right. So now, Sedan Rafaela, the question is, and you can weigh in if you want, like I said, 617-779-7937. Are we seeing the same thing? Do you believe that Sedan Rafaela is going to figure things out? Now, today was an extreme 4-for-4, you know, 7 RBIs, home run, all of that. Do you believe that this is the guy who's going to figure it out along the lines of what we talked about with Pedroia, along the lines of what we talked about Casas? And also, how about Yoshida? Yoshida, we thought he left town. We didn't know. And like, this was the biggest narrative. Yoshida's not playing. Well, he played today. 4-for-5. Now, you know, again, asterisks for some of these guys because they got the hit against Patrick Wisdom and Mervis at the end of the game. But do you believe in what you saw today? Not the 17 runs, but the Sedan Rafaela, Yoshida, and holy mackerel, the guest with Will and Joe, Tyler O'Neill. This was, to me, you want to have the biggest takeaway? It wasn't Rafaela. It was O'Neill. Because O'Neill, anytime you have a concussion, I worry about that guy. I worry about concussions do weird things to people. But he's free and clear, as he said to Will and Joe. Tyler O'Neill, free and clear of the concussion now. You know how I know? Because he's on a tear, the same sort of tear that he was before. Hits his 9th home run, has 3 hits today. All right, like I said, 617-779-7937. We got to do a quick trending with my man, Zach. Then we're going to get back to your calls. We're going to talk about the Red Sox. Here's what you got to know about the Celtics. They're blowing out the Heat. 63-39, second half just started. You don't need to know that. All right, get this off your chest. Get this off your chest. I'm on here until 8 o'clock. Let's go. All right, but right now, we're going to trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, this is Red Sox Review. I'm Rob Bradford. Zach Coe behind the glass. Red Sox win 17-0, in case you missed it. It was the first time since last August 24th the Red Sox have scored 17 runs. That was at Houston. Remember that game. First time at home since August 11th, 2021. Also, according to the crack Red Sox media relations staff, improved to 30-8 overall when wearing the City Connect uniforms, including 3-1 this season. So there you go. There you go. A lot of good stuff going the Red Sox way here on Blowout Saturday. We call it Blowout Saturday because, yeah, the Celtics are blowing out the Heat. All right, let's keep the good vibes going. Jeff in Watertown. What's happening, Jeff? How are you?
Hey, Luke. Hey, little Bradford after dark. Pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Listen, we test you, Jeff. Wherever we move us around, we move the show around, but you still keep coming. I love it. I love it. We'll be back the regular time next week. You know, it's understandable. NFL draft and everything else. So it's all good. It's all good. So how are you?
Well, good. Well, my McFarland moment of the week is, without a doubt, is the trade. I mean, this is huge to me because it just shows that they're thinking. They're trying to do something. We didn't expect anything big or huge or whatever, but just to show the team that there was, you know, that they're paying attention. I mean, it was this time in 21 that I was calling for Anthony Rizzo, talking to you about Anthony Rizzo, because we needed a first baseman for like a year. And, you know, and Rizzo was available. I'm like, make the move now. The team needs a jolt. I mean, this is perfect. I mean, plus the Raffaello thing, you know, securing him at the short, it shows that the front office is thinking.
Well,
and they care.
Yeah, in case people missed it, Garrett Cooper, Red Sox trade for Garrett Cooper, cash considerations. Garrett Cooper was DFA'd by the Chicago Cubs. Last year, he was with the Marlins and the Padres. He was traded to the Padres at the trade deadline, had been with the Marlins' entire career up until that. He also, Jeff, as you know, 2022 All-Star. So it wasn't too long ago he was a regular player. He actually played a fair amount last year. But he's good against lefties. He's good against lefties last year. Bobby Dalbec's been struggling, although he's come on a little bit lately. And I got to say this about Dalbec. And you can say whatever you want, but I got to say this. Defensively, he's been good. Like, he's been really good defensively, I think. And I think that the biggest thing here, that they went on the run in Pittsburgh. They made one error in the series in Pittsburgh, Jeff. Up until the last game, they were good in Cleveland. And the Raffaello thing, if he can hit, not like today, but if he can hit a little bit better than he has been, like, you put him at short, Grissom's coming in at second, there you go. We said it before, Jeff. There's your middle infield. Ride with it. See what it brings you.
Gives us some time.
Right.
Yeah, it gives us some time. And again, you know, you feel like they care. And it's just funny, like, right after the announcement was when Dalbec dropped that beautiful bunt. It was kind of perfect. It was like, hey, I'm still here. I can still contribute. And the other thing I want to say is Alex Cora is coaching his ass off. I mean, if this is his last year, whatever happens, I don't know. He's doing everything he can to keep this team afloat, to keep this team above 500. I just, you know, I think this might go down. This is going to go down as one of his best years coaching.
You know, Jeff, I'm glad you said that. I think that that's sort of gone under the radar, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That we haven't talked about this, and partly because, you know, managers like third base coaches, a lot of times you don't talk about them unless you're doing controversial stuff. Yeah. But, you know, we talked a lot. So last year, Jeff, Alex Cora goes into the spring training and he's motivated, right? He said, I remember it was like the last day of spring training. He gave sort of this fiery speech, you know, and he was motivated. But this year it was more, hey, I got my mind around things. And you know, I honestly, a little spoiler alert for the Baseballs and Boring podcast, I sat down with him and talked about running. You said, well, why would you talk about running? Because I do think, like, he's like at a much better place with everything. And he, in the podcast, Jeff, he mentions this, that this sort of approach to his life has made him appreciate patience a little bit more, maybe seeing things a little clear. And this is just how it works as a human being. Like, I'm not looking too much into this. It's the fact. When you have more clarity, when you feel better about everything, including your physical nature. So I know I'm getting deep on you, but I'm just telling you.
No,
like,
no, you're absolutely right. And I think whatever, you know, whatever happens, he can, at the end of this year, he can say, you know, I gave it my all. I did everything I possibly could. Because really the story in spring training was kind of sullen. It was sort of like, it's his last year. He's kind of out of here. Like, he's already thinking about where he's going to be next, you know. And no, he's not doing that at all. Like, he's going to do what he needs to do to get this team as far as he can get this team. And again, just making a move, doing something to say, I've got your back. I'm paying attention. I just think Brezel is already, you know, made me feel a lot better about what, you know, about this year. I feel like reinforcements will come if this team, you know, shows that they have a run in them, unlike 21.
Yeah, this is all going to come down. The Breslow conversation is all going to come down to, I mean, you could say this is a step in the right direction, but you can also say this is the equivalent of the Pablo Reyes acquisition, you know, of a year ago, you know, with Heim.
Right.
But it's all of this, how we view Craig Breslow and how the organization is allowing Craig Breslow to operate has yet to be told. This is all going to come down to the deadline. It is.
The deadline, yep, absolutely.
So, all right.
At least I feel a little more encouraged today than I did yesterday.
Put it on the bumper stickers. I mean, this is all we want in life. Jeff, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. All right, that was Jeff on Blowout Saturday. So it's a great perspective. You know, it's you know, we can look at the Garrett Cooper acquisition and say, hey, you know what? I don't know if it's going to work out, but at least they're trying something. They're giving it a whirl. Now, this is a minute example of that compared to when we're really going to find out if they're really going to try and they really want to go for it, if they're really going to be in the mix when you're talking about June or July come around. And not only in terms of what Breslow, I think Breslow will, if they're in the mix, I think Breslow's going to want to do something. I mean, he's a competitive guy. He's a smart guy. I think he's going to want to do something. I don't think it's going to be like years past where you sort of play the middle. No, I think he wants to do something. But how is ownership going to view it? Are they going to view it like they did heading into the season? Or are they going to view it as, we're right in it. Why not? Let's go. Take on money. You allocate players, whatever it is, let's go. Are they going to do that? That's where the true story is going to be told in terms of what this team, how they actually view the 2024 Red Sox. All right, well, as part of the Red Sox review, one of the things I like listening to it, doing it, I always like not to hear me yap away after the Red Sox 17-0 win, but I also like to hear what the manager says. And that's what we're going to do right now for you. Here is Alex Cora after the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good job. He was on time with some good swings on it. Overall, good game. You know, I believe the play of the game was Bobby Bunning. You know, he decided to do it and, you know, put the egg in the basket. You know, he did something for the team. It felt really good, and then the sack fly. And we can talk about his offensive struggles and all that stuff, but he had a great game at first, and that play kind of like changed the game. You know, it gave us breathing room, and, you know, we kept playing.
For like somebody like Rafael who's been struggling, what kind of day like today mean, just confidence-wise and momentum?
We'll know tomorrow, right? That's the beauty of this game. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He had a good game in Pittsburgh, right, on Saturday, and then, you know, he didn't have a good game the next day. So we continue to work with him, give him structure, guidance, and help him out. And like I said yesterday, we just got to be patient.
Results aside, what did you think of the at-bats, sort of like his approach in the at-bats?
They were good. I think he swung at pitches in his zone. He didn't chase today, I don't think, and, you know, it was a good one.
Getting that performance on the bullpen today, you know, at least with Witkowski what does that mean?
No, it was good. Bernie was good, and Slade Boozer was amazing, and Pablo, you know, I'd never done it before. Bales was pushing hard. I say, well, if you score 17, we'll do it. But we needed to save some bullets for tomorrow. And, you know, it was a good game all around. Ran the base as well, you know, hit the ball at the ballpark. Tyler right away, you know, he gets a fastball in the zone and hits it out of the ballpark. And, you know, it was a good one. You know, yesterday wasn't a great game. And to be able to win today, and we got a shot to win the series tomorrow, that's fun. We'll talk about it. You know, obviously, you know, he's a guy that he can put a good at bat. You know, he can hit lefties and righties. He's a good defender. So, you know, we'll sit down and go over what we're gonna do. And you know, we do believe he's gonna help us out. Like I've been saying all along, man, Trevor is not going to be here. Casas is going to be out for a while. We got to be ready for tomorrow. You know, like I understand that, you know, he's going to be missed, but, you know, my mindset is, you know, whoever is playing is going to contribute. That's the way we see it. That's the way we're going to do it. And we're going to be okay. I believe so, yeah. I mean, we had a pretty good idea, but we don't give timelines, you know? Like, you never know what can happen, but everybody knows what's going on, and it's going to take a while. Just keep improving. You know, I'm not going to, you know, talk about numbers and all that. You know, we just want him to improve. And we know the upside, and we know what he can become. But this is the big leagues, and it takes a while, you know, and there's a learning curve. And, you know, we have to be patient. We've been patient, you know, throughout, you know, since I got here with certain guys, and now they're established big leaguers. And we expect the same thing with him. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. He's a good hitter. He's our DH. It just happened that last week Tyler was going to DH and Rafi was banged up. But, you know, I was joking with him. I say, six more days off and then you play again. And he was like, I'm not a starting pitcher. Yeah, and we know that. So, his swing looked faster, quicker. So, he was well rested. So, we expected that. Yeah, he was pushing for that. I hate it, honestly. I hate it. I never done it before. And he's like, let's do it, let's do it. We have to save bullets. You know, it was either push Boozer for 3 innings or bring another arm, knowing that where we were, you know, where we are pitching-wise, it was wasting bullets in a game like that. So he convinced me, and we did it. We good? Thank you.
All right, there you go, Alex Cora, after the Red Sox 17-0 win. It's always good to have a press conference after winning 17-0. So it's always good to have Red Sox review after winning 17-0. It's blowout Saturday. Celtics are winning 80-57. That would be a blowout in my book. It's in the final minutes of the third quarter. So we have one more segment. We have one more chance for you to rant, or rave, or whatever you want to do. 617-779-7937. Real quick note, talk about Sadon Rafaela. He's 23 years and 222 days old. The only player, the only other Red Sox to record seven or more RBI at that age or younger was Fred Lynn, Ellis Burks, Jim Tabor. All right. Good job by Red Sox Media Relations for digging that up. Good job on the notes. And good job by the Red Sox. 17-0 win over the Cubs, like you said. One more segment to go. My man Zach behind the glass. He's going to finish strong, pitching a perfect game today. Chime on in if you want. I'm Rob Bradford. This is Red Sox Review. Be back after this.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, it's Red Sox Review. I'm Rob Bradford. My joy, my privilege, my pleasure doing this show up until about another 10 minutes or so, a little less. But it's been a pleasure. My man Zach, behind the glass, long day. Zach, what's your takeaway from today?
I was really encouraged with how they bounced back. So I was at the game last night, and towards the end of that game, it felt like some of their at-bats were getting pretty lifeless, like they were just admitting defeat. And tonight, for them to come back and throw a punch at the Cubs the way they did was
yeah, they
really
threw a 17-run punch at them,
yeah,
my friend.
Absolutely.
Let's go! 17-0 for the Red Sox over the Cubs. So do you think that I was talking to Will Fleming about this before the game, about the Cubs. I feel like I love a good power ranking. I feel like if you did the top 10, I think they would be in the top 10 teams. They'd be right on the cusp, but they're not in that upper echelon. You know what I'm saying, Zach? Like, they're good, but I can't put them up with, like, Braves and the Dodgers and the Phillies and, you know, the Yankees. Would you concur with that, Zach?
Yeah, definitely. I think they're probably in that second tier, maybe the third tier, like right on the cusp of the top 10. I know you mentioned it with Will before the game, no Seiya Suzuki, no Bellinger, and they swept the Astros before coming here. So
the Astros stink.
Yeah, they've been solid to start.
Yeah, so there you go. You beat a team 17-0 to start a season. All right, so as I said, that at the beginning of the show, I'm beginning a Red Sox review immediately after. Number one, this is blowout Saturday. It's 87-61. Celtics are beating Miami, so that game's over. That's no surprise. Bruins will win. Do we have a goal? Is there a goalie? I know Rich Keefe, Scoops Keefe, had the Swayman in goal, right? Have they come out? Has that been official? Not that I don't trust Keefe.
I don't know if it's anything official, but when I ran to start rolling on the Bruins audio in that last break, they were talking about Swayman on the pregame.
Well, gonna go with it. There you go. Right again, Keefe. There you go. Rich Keefe. Excellent job. So Swayman's in goal. So it's blowout Saturday. So the takeaway for the Red Sox, you know, they make a trade. Garrett Cooper, we talked about that a little bit. You heard Alex Cora talk about it. We're going to see how that shakes out. You have to free up a spot. One of the takeaways was it, and I heard Alex Speer ask the question, you know, what does this mean about, you know, perception of Cassis? You put him on the 60-day injured list, and that means you're not going to have him for a while. But we kind of knew that anyway. Cassis, he had said, he's like, well, this could be 3 weeks to 9 weeks. Well, my math would suggest that 60 days, let's see, 60 days is how many weeks, Zach? This is a test. You're a grad student at BC. 60 days, how many weeks? You can do it.
Hair under 9.
Yes, it is correct. There you go. Science would suggest it's a hair under 9. So there you go. I mean, they're saying they're expecting it to be the max 9 weeks. That's what it is. But what does this mean? That means you're going to dig in. You're going to have to dig in. You're not going to have him for a while. We knew that anyway. Let's be honest. We knew that anyway. So Garrett Cooper's going to get his chance. As we said before, 2022 All-Star for the Miami Marlins was traded at the deadline last year, ends up with, I think it was like a 723 OPS between the Marlins and the Padres, hit lefty pitching very well, got a chance to break camp with the Cubs. That didn't work out too well. But then, you know, they had the rookie coming, the young player, Michael Busch, he sort of took over at first. They wanted to play him more. They just didn't. Mervis came up. They just didn't feel like there was a spot for Cooper. But you know, we'll see. We'll see, as Jeff in Watertown called and said, maybe this is a good sign and they're being proactive, whether it works out or not, at least they're being proactive. The Red Sox right now, they're sitting at 15 and 13. So they're hanging in there. They actually win at home. My biggest takeaway, Zach, today, I know that everyone's flipping out over Rafaela. I think that Alex Cora's statement was correct. We'll see tomorrow. It's a see tomorrow. All right, good for you, Rafaela. You had 4 hits. You had 7 RBIs. Your average is up to 191. OPS is up to 576. Step in the right direction. Good for you. But we got to see. We got to wait this out. If nothing else, if you can get this guy to even hit in the low 200s for the time being, if he can play good defense at short, then you have Von Grissom coming up and playing at second. Let's just see what it's all about. Let's see what that looks like. That's it. That's all good. Just some stability. Let's see what happens there with those two guys, because those two guys, there's a very real scenario where that's your middle infield all the way to the end of the year. And if it works, it works. There's no Trevor Story. You don't have another option at second. This guy was supposed to play second, Von Grissom. So to see if it works, my takeaway, my biggest sense of optimism, believe it or not, it's not Yoshida, 4 hits. It's not Rafaela, 4 hits, 7 RBIs. It's not those guys. It's Tyler O'Neill. Zach, it's Tyler O'Neill. I worry every time someone has a concussion. And this guy now has had a couple games where it's like, boom, here we go. There it is. There's the old Tyler O'Neill. He is so important to this lineup. Right-handed bat, hitting home runs. Gonna be in the home run derby. I'm saying it now, Zach. Let it be said, let it be done. Right? What you know, everybody wants to see him in the home run derby.
That would be a blast.
Oh, you know what I'm gonna ask him? I'm gonna ask him, not only is he gonna be in the home run derby, but will he go sleeveless in the home run derby? That would be, and he, let's go. Let's go. All right. Well, that's my biggest takeaway. Tomorrow, we'll see. 17-0. We'll see if they can win the series. You got to win series. You got to play well at home. You got to play better defensively at home. You got to do all this. By the way, Celtics 91-64. Oh, my goodness. It's over. It's over. It's blowout Saturday. Yeah. It's blowout Saturday. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody who made this possible. I want to thank the Red Sox for making it possible, for playing the great game of baseball, and the Cubs. 17-0, Red Sox win, 21 hits. I want to thank Zach Coe behind the glass. Zach, you did pitch a perfect game, man. It's amazing. I don't know. I got to look at the stats. Last rookie to pitch a perfect game behind the glass. Excellent job. I want to thank Will Fleming, Joe Castiglione. They did an excellent job. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank all my kids. I want to thank my dad, my mom, everybody. But I want to thank everybody for listening and everybody for calling. This has been Red Sox Review. We appreciate everybody. All right, we'll be back. Red Sox Cubs. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Enjoy the night. Blowout Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.